Medan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nedarim Bavli, Daf Lamed Daled. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, 3 lines up from the foot of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Malpeyu Rufus Nefesh Avalo Rufus Mamle. The Mishnah that teaches that he may heal him with Ripui Nefesh, and not a monetary cure, meaning his animal. The question really is implied to that the ratio permits returning his Aveda, and this is like curing his animal. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Chadamar, Kan B'Madira Migufoi, Kan B'Madira Minachasov. Rav Yehuda, or Rav Yosi, one of them said, here it's forbidden when he is muda from his body, he benefits from his bodily toil to return or cure. Here it's permitted when he is muda from his property, he doesn't give to him anything, he just returns or saves the muda's property. Rav Amar, Kan B'Sheyeshloi Mi Shiropenu, second answer, the other of the two, of Yehuda of Yosi says, here one may not give a monetary cure or return his Aveda, when there's someone else who can cure his animal or return it. Here one may return his Aveda when there's no one else who can cure or return it. Im b'sheyesh lo mi shiyupenu, afilu ufus nefesh lo yupenu. The Gemara asks, if there's someone else who can cure, even though ufus nefesh should be forbidden. The Gemara answers, no, one does not merit to be cured from anyone. Perhaps only this doctor can cure him. The Gemara asks, is it not the case that the property of the one who returns the Aveda are forbidden to the owner of the Aveda, meaning the cow? Why does the Mishnah say that where the custom is to pay the one who returns, the wage must go to Hekdash? Olabash Yishmol, quoting Rabbi Yitzchak, answered that the case is that the property of each is forbidden to the other. Returning the Aveda is not considered hanor because it always belonged to him.